One of the perks of my job is that I get to talk to my favorite authors about their new books. And Alice Hoffman is one of my favorite authors. She is an amazing woman, an amazing writer. More than 30 works of fiction to her credit, including The Marriage of Opposites, Practical Magic, The Red Garden, and the Oprah Book Club selection Here on Earth, as well as The Dove Keepers. Her latest is the prequel to her bestseller, Practical Magic, entitled The Rules of Magic. It is a beautiful, beautiful book and just wonderful, and it's a great pleasure to welcome Alice Hoffman back to the roundtable. Alice, how are you?
Hi, how are you? Nice to be here.
Nice to have you back on the program. As I was just saying, I love your work. I love this new book. At what point did you think, oh, a prequel would be a neat idea?
Well, I've been thinking, you know, it's been about 20 years since the original book was published, so I've been thinking about it on and off, but readers kept writing to me and saying, you know, they thought there was more to the story, and I start to realize that they were right, and, you know, it just seemed like the right time.
So when you think that there's more to the story, is that information that you already had in your head in the writing of the first? Or, I mean, obviously there's an immersive creative process that goes into writing the novel, but or do you have the skeleton there to begin with?
No, I never. When I wrote the first book, I never thought there would be anything more. So it was just in the thinking of it, I really, you know, I'm just much more interested in going back in time than going forward. And I always feel like, you know, if I could get one superpower, it would be time travel. So this new book is set in the 60s, and that's really my favorite time period. It's the time when I was young, and I just felt like it was natural to go back in time and find out something about the older characters in the book. There are two old aunts named Franny and Jet, and I wanted to go back and see what they were like when they were young.
And bringing that back, there is that element of I don't know, supernatural, I guess we'll use that word, that you have dabbled in the past, certainly. What is it about that you find interesting and that you use in a way that seems incredibly plausible and real?
Oh, thank you. Well, you know, I feel like whatever you read as a kid really influences you hugely. And, you know, as a child reader, I read fairy tales, myths, folk tales, books about magic, Ray Bradbury. I was a fanatic for his books. And I think for me, you know, literature and magic go together. They're interwoven. I feel like fairy tales are the original stories. And, you know, it just seems natural to have magic and literature together.
So, and I'm thinking like Wrinkle in Time. That seems like, right? Is that the kind of thing you're
reading? Yeah, exactly. And what's so great about some magic stories is that, and especially fairy tales, they're told in a very matter-of-fact way, and then incredible, enchanted things begin to happen.
So, in writing that, do you have a sense of is there too much of that in the way in the writing that there is a point where you can go over the line when it comes to the magical and the mystical, or doesn't that line not exist for you?
I think for me it doesn't exist. I mean, I feel like my work is kind of like practical magic. It's about, you know, real people, real emotions,
right,
and, you know, but in a somewhat enchanted, intensified world. So I don't, you know, I don't find it very unusual. I don't feel like it's over the top. I feel like there is magic and faith and spirituality in everyday life, and this is just kind of an extension of that.
With that said, this book is about the Owens family and very much a standalone. I have not read Practical Magic in quite some time. I had no trouble picking this up and understanding everything about it. So in that way, I think it stands alone, doesn't it?
I totally agree. I think it is a standalone, or you could read it before and then read Practical Magic, or you could read it after. I mean, I think it really does stand alone as a story, and it adds something if you then read Practical Magic, you see, oh, this is what happened.
Does the movie get in the way at all?
I don't think it gets in the way, but I think it has a huge fan base. It's really become kind of a cult classic. And I did think about, you know, who those two great actresses who played the older women, Stockard Channing and Diane Wiest, Sandra Bullock and Nicole Kidman were the younger women who are not really in this book. They enter into this book as children at the very end. But I did think about those two great actresses, and I just thought, I wonder, you know, what those characters would be like when they were young. And I certainly thought about their presence and how much they had brought to the film.
Yeah, I was curious because I guess a lot of people would have come to the story through the film and think of that, perhaps. And so you have to, in some way, acknowledge that as well as your earlier work. Yeah,
I totally agree. I think a lot of people have just seen the movie, not read the original book. And I think that's fine. And I think they'll get the book.
How do you feel about sequels and prequels and that kind of thing? Do you typically, because this is a first for you, isn't it?
Well, I had a kid's book called Green Angel, and I had a lot of readers who said there's more. So I wrote another book called Green Witch. And but this is the first time I've done it with an adult book, and it just seems so natural to me. I don't think I could do it with any of my other books, but there was so much history with this family. And that's why I just felt like, you know, I want to go back in time. I want to see who these people were when they were young.
Well, it's always an event when one of your books comes out, at least for me. I love reading them, and this book is no exception. It's called The Rules of Magic. It is published by Simon & Schuster. Alice Hoffman, I thank you so much for sharing with us, and thank you for the beautiful book, and I thank you for joining us on our program this morning.
Oh, it's a pleasure. Good to talk to you.
Great pleasure. Thank you. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.